Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Dearest children, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today is Friday, 3rd July, and the corresponding Islamic date is 12th Dhul-Qa'dah, 1441. Continuing with our series on the great companions of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this week we'll be looking at one of the female companions of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This companion's name is Zainab bint Jahash radiyallahu anha. She was born 19 years after our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and she passed away 9 years after the demise of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Zainab bint Jahash radiyallahu anha was the daughter of Jahash. Her mother's name was Umayyah bint Muttalib, who was a paternal aunt of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We therefore learn that Zainab bint Jahash radiyallahu anha was the cousin of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She was very well known for her generosity, piety and soft-heartedness. Her original name was Barrah, which means piety. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam changed her name to Zainab. She was first married to one of the companions of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was a freed slave and an adopted son by the name of Zayd ibn Haritha radiyallahu anhu. After they separated, upon the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took Zainab radiyallahu anha into his marriage. She used to take pride and say to the fellow wives of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that your families married you to our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself chose me and married me to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After this marriage, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam held a walima, the likes of which he had not held after any of his other previous marriages. It was during this walima the verse of hijab was also revealed. She was well known for her soft-heartedness and humbleness. Other wives of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave testimony of her lofty status, saying she was a righteous woman, generous and devoted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Being the beloved wife of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and also a companion, she had great love and admiration for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She lived with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for approximately 6 years in Madinatul Munawwara until his demise. After Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away, she lived a further 9 years and was the first of the wives of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to pass away. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam foretold this before his demise. In a hadith we find that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the one who has the longest arms from my beloved wives will join me first. At the time, the wives of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not understand this, but when Zainab bint Jahash radiyallahu anha passed away, the wives understood that by long arms it was meant that the one that was most generous. Zainab bint Jahash radiyallahu anha passed away in Medina at the age of 53. She is buried in Jannatul Baqi. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant her a lofty status in Jannah, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all of her services to Deen and reward her on our behalf. Inshallah, until our next lesson, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.